Vigil. The bike, the handlebars, the fork, spoked wheels still spinning off sun, still letting go his weight as he lay in the grass along Desena Road, just hours after the bomb went off under the church steps downtown. Four girls dead, though they hadn't heard. Virgil with a bullet in his heart. Virgil Ware, who wanted a bike for a paper route, who perched on his brother's handlebars and caught the white boy's bullet, but never got a bike or a headstone or a 14th birthday. Virgil and his brother and the bike in the grass off Desena Road. The handlebars, fork, an iron diamond frame that held them both warming in the Alabama sun. Stars of paint and chrome that rained all over North Birmingham, up and down the Desena Sandusky Road, nesting like crickets in the weeds. And the seat wearing at the edges, the cushion opening like a cattail to the wind, but the frame still holding to be handed down and down and down till bright as a canna, then laid with its brothers in a tangle in the sun, then gathering heat and darkening, then weeds insinuating the fork, the sprocket, the pedal, each iron artery working back toward the light. Let their flowers open from the mouths of the handlebars and the seat post. Let them be gathered from the frame and the frame raised up. Let it be hot to the touch. Let its rust burn into the finest creases of the hand, in the warp of the shirt sleeve and the pants, and worked into the temple's sweat. Then let it descend into the furnace like a hand that opens all its rivers, each tribute, each channel, each buried town. Let it gather this heat, this fire, hold it all. Let the crucible door open like a mouth and speak its bloom of light, molten and new. Let me stand in its halo. Let me stand as it pours out its stream of suns. Let me gather and hold it like a brother and let it burn.